Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Monday, April 28th. I'm Megan Lynch. An 18-year-old woman is dead after falling from a car roof and getting hit by a fire truck.
Police say it happened around 11:20 Saturday night at the intersection of South Compton and Shodo. A Cadillac Escalade was stopped at the intersection, and a woman was dancing on the roof. When the SUV turned left, she fell off onto the pavement. Moments later, she was struck by a fire truck responding to a call with lights and sirens on. The woman's been identified as 18-year-old Nyla Simmons of Orchard Lakes Drive. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Illinois State Police have arrested six people in a human trafficking sting. Four of the six suspects are from the Metro East. Investigators targeted the Troy area of Madison County. The men range in age from 30 to 43 and face multiple charges, including indecent solicitation of a child, traveling to meet a minor, and grooming. The ISP says the operation was part of a multifaceted approach aimed at protecting those most vulnerable with ongoing enforcement. Authorities say the signs of human trafficking can be subtle. Families across the Metro East came together Sunday to rally against an Illinois bill that would ban schools from using Native American mascots. The Muskuta superintendent guesses the change would cost his district up to $2 million. A similar bill getting pushback in Illinois would ban schools from using mascots that lawmakers say discriminates against people with disabilities. United Football League says it's investigating a postgame incident involving Michigan Panthers wide receiver Samson Nacua and a fan. A video circulating online shows Nacua slapping a fan before walking off the field Saturday night.
One of the greatest popes, I think, that has served in my lifetime.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin remembering the life of Pope Francis.
Senator Dick Durbin tells MSNBC it was a great honor to pay his respects to the late Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square Saturday.
Wouldn't it be significant for the world to say we're going to have a Francis Day in this world. We're going to stop the wars in Gaza.
And Durbin says world peace would bring an end to the bombing in Gaza and Ukraine, feeding the dying in Sudan and around the world. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Stay the course or change direction. A veteran Vatican watcher says that's always the big debate when the College of Cardinals gathers to elect a new pope. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer previews some of the names at the top of the successor list.
The editor of the Crux website, John Allen, says Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's top diplomat and essentially the second in charge, is the favorite so far of those who want to keep going with Pope Francis's agenda. But one great compromise candidate who could be waiting in the wings
would be Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, currently the Latin Rite Patriarch of Jerusalem and therefore the top Catholic in the Holy Land. He gets high marks for navigating fairly deftly the Israeli-Palestinian divide. Many people think he might therefore be the perfect leader for a divided church.
Allen says if you want the church to move in a more conservative direction, there's Cardinal Peter Erdo of Budapest, seen as more of a traditionalist on matters of faith and practice. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Stricter air pollution rules coming to the St. Louis area after years of no improvement in ozone levels. The Biden administration reclassified St. Louis as a serious ozone non-attainment area that triggered tougher permitting requirements for industry. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is suing to block the changes. The Trump EPA could roll them back, but the American Lung Association says the region's worsening air quality poses a serious health risk. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, state officials warn Missouri could face federal sanctions if it doesn't act. After two large sinkholes opened up in St. Louis roadways just over a week ago, what can be done to prevent future ones?
Beth McCoy, a spokesperson for the Metropolitan Sewer District, tells KMOX public input allows them to proactively address sinkholes before they cave in.
If you notice something unusual in the roadways, notify the Citizen Service Bureau if you're in the city, outside of the city, you know, either notify MSD directly or your local municipality.
McCoy says they also do routine proactive inspections where they put cameras in the sewers to find issues. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Jefferson Arms transformation from massive abandoned building to apartments, hotel, restaurants, and businesses scheduled to be complete this year. But the developer is asking for more money. Alterra Worldwide has filed a petition to create a transportation development district that would levy a sales tax to help fund improvements around the building, roads, traffic signals, streetscapes, and more. It would be disbanded after improvements are paid for.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.